News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
All right. Now, Google's year in search results have revealed what Ireland was looking up in 2024. We're joined by Evelyn Mahan, sociologist. Evelyn, I looked through the list of what we're looking up. Euros 2024, fair enough. US election, fair enough. And then the rest. Kate Middleton, Baby Reindeer, Oasis, Saltburn, Fool Me Once, Bambi Thug, Donald Trump. I have to say, I found the list a bit depressing. Are we getting dumber as we supposedly become more modern in Ireland?
No, I wouldn't say we're getting dumber. Actually, I find it interesting to look. It's like looking through your diary and wonder what happened last year. So we had, obviously, as you said, Trump, and we had a lot on Kamala. So I think everybody got to know her. In fact, everybody started wearing trouser suits, I think, after watching Kamala. She, I think, indirectly, that's what happened to her. Unfortunately, she didn't win. But I think the other thing is, while there are sometimes the same people, I was wondering for a while who Catherine was. And then I said, oh, that's Kate Middleton. And of course, even her, she's always been on social media and Googled, initially for her fashion. But now, I mean, the big thing about her last year was that she came out, and this is what obviously got, I think, so much attention, was she came out saying she had cancer. So suddenly she comes out in a different persona. And what she did, which is becoming a big aspect, I think, of Google and how people live their lives, she shared her cancer story with us. Now, this an idea of sharing on Google, I think, attracts a lot more people. And I think it's given Google, it's a marvelous set search engine, but I think it's given people a kind of a new life, a new interest. So while she was there and there previously, she was there for different reasons this time. And I think that's a good thing.
There was also the doctored photograph, or was it doctored or not as well? Well, that was, I think, an issue with Kate Middleton that got a lot of searches.
Absolutely, it did in the beginning, and now it's her latest one. I'm obviously a Googler. Her latest one is that she's worn a coat yesterday or at her carol service that she's worn before. So she steps into the pre-loved clothing fashion that's very fashionable at the moment.
What does this say? The other thing I always notice when you look up a person on Google, you know, it's the predictive questions come up, and one of them is always, you know, who is Joe Bloggs' wife, or who is Josephine Bloggs' husband? I mean, are we does Google just show basically just that it's not about actually finding out stuff? It's just about being nosy, really, is it?
Well, I think it's more than that. I mean, I think it's also, if you're watching a film and, for instance, somebody comes up and then you're trying to think, oh, my goodness, what film was she in before, or what other film did this director make? Google is your answer. I mean, immediately while you're watching the film, you can still do it. So I think Google, and even when somebody asks me, like, there's a very big range of issues comes up. But we look to Google for different things at different times of the day. You know, so if you're watching television and you're watching a film, well, then you look up something. If you're wondering about this new personality you haven't seen, you know, I'm sure there were loads of queries about all the people who are in I'm a Celebrity, you know, get me out of here, because you want, well, who are they married to? So we get very curious about people's lives. We're social beings. There's nothing wrong with that. No. That's what we do. But I think the other thing that's important to remember, I was actually, when I looked at some of the Irish ones specifically, I found this very interesting, is what is the referendum about? We'd forgotten about this referendum that, you know, everybody voted against. But it was interesting that people went to Google to find out what it's about.
It is.
How do you register to vote? Went to Google for. So I think these are very good lessons, really, for everybody and politicians. How to disseminate real information,
okay,
you know, rather than give out about misinformation. So I think we need to be, I think Google is a marvelous search engine. The other thing about it is, too, you must remember when you look up Google, like, how do I fix, you know, the bathroom plug, or, you know, the flush the toilet? You can go on to either, you know, other apps like tell you how to do it, or they'll also give you a list of plumbers locally. So I think Google is a very important search engine that people use in a variety of ways.
Evelyn, we will leave it there. Evelyn Mahan, a sociologist, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.